This session will cover diagnostic testing in allergy cases. So we're going to lump the discussion here into four general categories. There's allergy skin testing, laboratory allergy testing, delay type hypersensitivity skin testing, and allergen patch testing. So first we're going to cover allergy skin testing. The first thing you need to know is that this is a confirmatory test for the presence of allergen-specific IgE antibodies. And within the category of allergy skin testing, there are two additional types of testing that you need to know about. The first type is called puncture skin testing, which is adequate for most purposes. A drop of allergen extract here is placed on the skin surface. An epidermal puncture is performed with a specialized needle. The second category within the initial category of allergy skin testing is intradermal skin testing. This is used for venom and penicillin testing. Here, 0.02 milliliters of allergen is injected intracutaneously using a 26 to 27 gauge needle. Keep in mind that for allergy skin testing in general, all skin testing should be positive, histamine, and negative, saline, with controls. Skin testing wheal and flare reactions are measured 15 to 20 minutes after placement. The second category is laboratory allergy testing. Here, radioallergosorbent or RAST serologic testing is performed to confirm the presence of allergen-specific IgE antibodies. Results are comparable to skin testing for pollen and food-specific IgEs. And the testing is useful when skin testing is either not available or not possible because of skin conditions or interfering medications. An example here would be antihistamine use. RAS testing alone is generally not adequate for venom or drug allergy testing. That brings us to our third type of diagnostic testing in allergy, which is delay type hypersensitivity skin testing. This is an effective screening test for functional cell-mediated immunity. It involves intradermal injection of a 0.1 milliliter of purified antigen. The standard panel includes Candida, mumps, tetanus toxoid, and PPD. The injection site is examined for induration 48 hours after injection. About 95% of normal subjects will respond to one of the above-mentioned antigens within the general category of delay-type hypersensitivity skin testing. The absence of a response suggests deficient cell-mediated immunity or allergy. This brings us to our final category, which is allergen patch testing. This is the appropriate diagnostic test for allergic contact dermatitis. Suspected substances are applied to the skin with adhesive test strips for 48 hours. The skin site is then examined for 48 to 72 hours after application for evidence of erythema, edema, and vesiculation, which would suggest that the patient is suffering from a reproduction of contact dermatitis. And that is it for this session.